This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Knightscope. The rise of the robots is happening, and it is happening now. Knightscope is deploying AI robots to help make the U.S. the safest country in the world. Join us and be a force for good. Visit Knightscope.com/rise. Long Knightscope, short the criminals. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jopp.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. Came on our radar about 30 days ago. The name of the company is Digital Brand Media and Marketing Group. They trade on the pink sheets under the ticker symbol DBMM. And with us today is the Chief Operating Officer, Senior Vice President of Marketing and Communications, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Reggie James. Reggie, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Everett. Very nice to meet you.
You know, as I was doing my research and homework on your company and everything, back in May and June, you guys have went through a lot of obstacles, a lot of adversity. You come on top of it. You guys are ready to go. So if you would, give my listeners just a little bit of an about statement. Who are you guys? What kind of business are you? And maybe a little background on yourself.
Of course, Everett. I'd love to do that. So, yeah, you're absolutely. Just to pick up on your point. We have come through a lot. We're a bit of a sort of David v. Goliath type of business. We never know when we're beaten. We've been through again, absolutely. Through no fault of our own, we've been in the crosshairs of certain, regulatory organizations, right, and various other things. And it's just the nature of business. Sometimes things are not always in a straight line, and some of the best companies and the biggest companies in, that are in the Fortune 500, they can tell you stories and have the war wounds to prove where they are. But really for us, we keep soldiering on. We are, the old saying is what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And
that's
we are very, very robust. Absolutely. And we are... So we've got a really good, strong story to tell, and by way of a bit of background, DBMM is a trader, as you say, on the OTC Pink. We are a fully reporting business. We've been going as DBMM now for well over 10 years, and we have, before the year is out, an ambition to be uplisted onto OTCQB. And after that, the company has stated that it is very keen to uplist onto NASDAQ. The company itself is a holding company, DBMM, and underneath that is a fully 100% operating subsidiary, the brand Digital Clarity. And that's really where the exciting stuff is. So Digital Clarity is a... marketing and business advisory operation. It talks to specifically B2B businesses in the tech and software space and helps them align their marketing activity to their business goals and objectives. So by way of background, about 80 to 90% of companies, their marketing is really shot to pieces. They
yes.
don't really know what's working, what's not working. In many cases, they have no idea why they're even marketing or who they're marketing to or what their objectives are. And what we do is we deconstruct all of that for those medium to large companies and give them a game plan, a strategy, if you will, to help them deal with where they are now, where they want to be, and we show them how they can get there. So that's in a bit of a nutshell what we do. So we specifically have years in the digital marketing space. And though that's a very commoditized area now, we take the best of our knowledge. So our real skill sets are our people, our understanding, our experience, and the processes that we put together. I can't go into too much because that's really our IP, but what we apply really helps companies turn things around. Anywhere between 60 to 70% growth if they implement the things that we do over an 18-month, three-year period. So we're very, very confident about that.
On my research, I was looking at your company is trading at around a half a cent. Potentially wise, you know, investors looking at the company, I wanted to get your thoughts on that. You know, everybody thinks that their stock's a buy or something like that. But, you know, I really think you guys have something going on over there. Like you said, 60, 70% of the of companies out there ranging anywhere from Fortune 5000 to Fortune 500 don't have a clue how to market their customers, where to market, and how much to market out of their streaming revenues.
So this is where our stock price is now. Is certainly not what investors should look at. It's where it's going to be. And for the very reason that you mentioned just there, where companies are really struggling to understand what they're doing with their marketing or what's even working, that's why we are an attractive proposition. Add to that the fact that we can actually answer those questions, those blanks that they really struggle with and have continued to struggle with over the years. We come in, we apply our processes, and once they implement the process that we have, they really start seeing that change with very quickly, and in quick terms, I mean, very quickly, within 3 to 6 months' time. Everything from developing brand values to helping them understand how technology and adoption of digital can actually add value to their business. But more importantly, a lot of your listeners will be hearing a lot about artificial intelligence, AI.
Yes. Yep.
We as a business are a gateway for those listeners, those potential investors and potential shareholders of DBMM to get into a company that is very heavily involved in the AI marketplace. And I'll give you just one of a number of reasons why. Firstly, a lot of companies are aware of AI. A lot of organizations are going around talking about AI and ChatGPT and Bard from Google and lots of other new models that are coming out. And there are hundreds of things out there which can all add value to their businesses. Where do you begin? Where do you start? A lot of the CEOs and CMOs and boards that I talk to haven't got a clue. So one of the things where we come in and do, our experience is very much about analyzing data. We've worked very extensively with third-party analytics, Google data. We even developed our own technology platform, which we sold to Recruiter many years ago, called DC Storm, Digital Gravity Storm. We have a strong understanding of data sets, and if you look at how AI models work, they use what is commonly known as LLM, large language models. They are very strongly aligned to data and analytics. And one of the things that we do is help companies ask the right questions of those AI systems. So in essence, we are the prompt engineers that help companies devise the questions, get the best out of that data, and then deliver and shape that the answers that come back for their businesses. Mold those into all the different aspects of their business, from HR to marketing to sales, etc. And that's one of the key components of what we do. And it's becoming more and more prevalent now as companies look to adopt. AI is not going away anytime soon.
Correct.
The old adage is, you know, there's no point having a Ferrari if you don't know how to drive it. And really what we do is we are the key that can actually help companies fast track and actually propel their businesses using this technology that's at their fingertips and really pivot their business. And, you know, sometimes it starts with a 5-6 degree, you know, right, and then they suddenly realize all the potential that's out there, and we guide them through that. And that's how we, and that's just one aspect in terms of how we use our experience to help companies unlock their potential.
I want to get to my final question. You know, I want to talk about the future plans and the growth of DBMM. One, are you going to be selling over there in Europe? Are you going to have boots over here on the United States? What's your price point on some of these packages? You have the mic.
Thank you very much. I know time is against us, Everett, but maybe this is something that we can do again. So, yeah, absolutely. We've got lots of plans for growth. This is the first time. So we've had, as you read in some of the, as you alluded to, some of the previous shareholder updates and press releases that we've put out. Really, the company is really at the start of its growth phase now,
right?
Because of the various things that have impacted us, it's been quite challenging. But we've got lots of different plans. Our mantra has always been to take things step by step. We've been always very, very transparent. Sometimes that transparency can be a little bit, you know, we have to be careful because we don't want our intellectual property to go out into the public domain. But from a digital clarity perspective, we are all about customer acquisition. We are all about, we are based out of London. The HQ of DBMM is in New York, but we already do business with companies in the US. And yes, you're absolutely right. We're looking to get growth in the US, have as you say, boots on the ground in three core cities, which we've earmarked. We're also going to be looking further down the line at acquisition. So other companies that we believe would be a good fit into our group. So that all of that is all about digital clarity. And really for what we're also looking to do is we have currently a bit quite a narrow group of very strong shareholders. We're looking to widen that. You know, we need a bit more bandwidth, and so we are looking to raise awareness to new investors, and you really tell them our story and why now is a really good time for them to invest in this kind of ground floor opportunity, which I'd love to tell you guys more about. I know that time is against us, Everett, so I won't waffle on, as they say here.
My guest today has been Reggie James. He is the Chief Operating Officer, Senior Vice President of Marketing and Communications for DBMM, Digital Brand Media and Marketing Group. Sir, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular, come back every 40 or 50 days and give us an update of what's going on.
It's been my pleasure, Everett. And yes, I absolutely look forward to doing it. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.